beautiful spirits. You're listening to the wonderfully diverse WAIF Cincinnati, your favorite listener-supported radio station at 88.3 FM in Cincinnati and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. WAIF, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airways to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect those of WAIF, its Board of Trustees, staffs, or programmers. The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guest, and I want to thank you for listening to Inner Divinity, Knowing and Living from the Source Within. It's a show focused on spirituality, not on religion. And my name is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and I am your host every Wednesday from 1 to 3 Eastern. And what we're really doing here is tapping into the power and the beauty and the divine love that lives within all forms of life, that indeed actually animates every form of life, including mine and yours. Without that divine spark, none of us would be walking around in our bodies. And so that's what we're focusing on, is that divine spark and how to connect with it. Because if and when we consciously choose, when we actually welcome that connection with that divine energy that lives inside of us, we can actually learn to thrive instead of just survive. And isn't that what everyone really wants? To be happy, to thrive, to feel really good about themselves and their lives. That's what we're doing here. We're literally going to get really practical, because that's who I am, and explore ways that we can have happier, more peaceful lives, how we can actually reclaim that vitality that comes from living our deepest truth. And so what the show is really about is personal and spiritual growth. It's my passion, really, and along with feeling as good as I can possibly feel. I'm a metaphysical minister, and I consider myself spiritual, though not particularly religious. And my intention, really, is to inspire you. To inspire you to live in ways, think in ways that bring you more joy, more consistent awareness, and that experience of feeling whole and living from the truth of who you really are. And so what I intend to do here is, every week, is give you really practical tools for doing that, tapping into that peace and that greater vitality that are your birthright. They live inside of you. And so our goal is to figure out how to access, because we all have that inner divinity. And the trick is always learning how to access it. And so that's what we're going to be doing, because it will help us feel more alive. And it feels really good to feel more alive. And today, particularly, we're talking about accessing that power by knowing the truth. We started this conversation last week, and we're going to continue it today, about Dr. David Hawkins' map of consciousness. And this map of consciousness, actually, it's like a profile of the actual levels of human experience, from deep despair to total bliss, and what each one of us can do to actually begin living in that blissful end of the spectrum more often. So if that sounds good to you, then you are at the right place at the right time. And if you would like to interact with other listeners on the show, there is a Facebook page for this show. So if you're on Facebook and you want to hook up on that page, that would be just great. There's also an image on that site that is a pretty good visual for what we're going to be talking about today. It gives you that, it's not a visual of the map of consciousness, but it is an image that gives you the same numbers that we're going to be talking about and shows you what each one of those numbers mean. So if you are on Facebook and you want to go to that, you will have a visual aid while we're talking about the map of consciousness today. And so now we're going to play this inspiring music I promised you. It's from Faith Rivera. She is an incredibly conscious young woman. She has numerous recordings. And about 8 or 9 years ago, she switched from sort of being a pop star to really making music that was inspirational. And this album in particular really speaks to waking up and recognizing that God that lives within each one of us. This is her Suncatcher album, and the set begins with a short reminder to choose love. And that's what every spiritual teacher throughout time has told us is the answer to all of our problems. Choose love. Because when we're in a state of love, everything changes. Love is healing. Actually, I think that love is God, and God is love, and love is what runs the universe. So that's going to be the first song. Choose love. Followed by In the Morning, which is a really simple teaching of how to start each day. Let faith tell you how to have love and joy walk with you.
Got to choose.
Faith Rivera. For those just joining us, we're here every Wednesday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Our show is Inner Divinity on 88.3 FM in Cincinnati and streaming also online at waif883.org. And our focus here is personal and spiritual growth. And my intention always is to inspire you to reconnect with that divine spark of life that lives inside of you. And to give you tools to rediscover, or maybe find for the first time, the power and the love and the incredible peace that is actually already yours. It lives inside your heart. It's a birthright as a divinely created being. It is our birthright. And today, the tool that we're using, I'm really excited actually about today's show, so I'm a little bit getting ahead of myself. Because today we're talking about a tool, I will call it, called the Map of Consciousness. And it is so incredible. It just blows my mind. It was created by Dr. David Hawkins. He is a world-renowned author, and he's also an enlightened being. And he's a spiritual teacher that, you know, has traveled all over the world and has been honored by many world leaders and by people like Mother Teresa. I mean, he's really an amazing being. And he has stopped his public speaking, but he has put out a revised edition of the book that started all of this for him. And the book is called Power Versus Force. And it's the beginning of an amazing series of books. And the Map of Consciousness is where he first published, the Map of Consciousness in Power Versus Force. And Power Versus Force is such an amazing book. I just want to read you a little quote of his from the new preface in the new edition. And it says, "The book transmits hope. It defines certainty in contrast to guesswork. It introduces the possibility of self-verification. In daily life, it can take years for an error to show up and be rectified, often at great financial cost, as well as the cost of time and energy. $1 million and many years are spent on a project to find out whether it is even feasible, whereas one could find out the answer in a matter of seconds. So the method described in this book is highly pragmatic. The world is interested in what sounds good, which, in practice, can be disastrous. It is important to differentiate essence from appearance. Things that appear attractive end up falling apart. Things that appear mundane prove to be the supportive reality behind the effort." And so that's just his very brief why you should be reading the book Power Versus Force, because using what he teaches in this book, you can actually tell the difference between truth and falsehood. You can tell the difference between what's beneficial and what isn't. You can know what actually is helpful to you and your life and what is actually detrimental. And you do that through a process called kinesiology. That is muscle testing, and that's what we spent a lot of time talking about last week. And using kinesiology over about 20 years and thousands of calibrations, he figured out this map of consciousness. And we're going to get into more about what that is. But before we do, I just want to tell you that using this map, we can actually see why we haven't and how we actually can create a life that is filled with more health, more happiness, more joy, more love, more meaning, more purpose. I know, because I've watched and helped many people, including myself, rise up from depression, throw off addictions, and literally change how we think and feel and behave just by reconnecting with that source of all life that lives inside of us. That source energy, I call that God, that divine spark that animates everything, that lives inside of us, all around us, it's in everyone and everything. And when we tap into it, all things are possible. Because that inner divinity that's in you, it knows exactly how to live in a way that is more authentic, more peaceful. It's the part of you that actually knows your soul's purpose, and it wants you to live in that joy and that peace. And this map of consciousness that Dr. David Hawkins has created, it's going to tell us how we can do that. And so, it is my great honor to be talking with you today about all of this, about source energy, and helping all of us remember that everything we want from the external world, it's got to be found inside first, before it can show up on the outside. That's actually now a scientifically proven fact, that it's an old saying, as above, so below, as within, so without. And most of us have had that understanding backwards. We think, if we can get this outside of us to look good, if we can get this to happen or that to happen, then we'll feel okay. And that's really the opposite of how energy in the universe works. We find it on the inside first, and then it can show up on the outside, because that's how the universe is constructed. And so today we're talking about how to understand all the ways that we can think and feel and behave just because we're human, and how we can think and feel and behave in new ways that actually feel better, that keep us healthier, and let us really feel more love and joy in our lives. And so I just want to thank you again to all our wonderful listeners. You make public radio possible, because without your interest and your donations, without you, I wouldn't be on the air, and neither would a lot of other folks. And neither would the incredible music that you can only find right here on WAIF Cincinnati. And I want to let everybody know that on Facebook, if you're a Facebook person, this show, Inner Divinity, has its own Facebook page. And there's a graphic on there that we're going to be using today for the show. And there's always updates, and it's really a place where people can interact. So if you have any questions or comments or things you'd like to hear discussed, that's the place to go to talk about it. It's a way for folks to interact if they want to. It will also really help you follow what's going on today if you go there and can look at that image. But if you can't, that's okay. I'm going to give you an idea of how to do that. You know, you might want to grab a pen and a piece of paper, and I'm going to tell you how to make your own visual aid. And if you actually want to know more about who I am or discuss the show privately, then you can contact me through my websites, louisadyer.com or louisadyer.net. I'd be happy to talk to you about the show. And so the map of consciousness that we're going to be really exploring today, what it is it's a scale that shows the levels of human experience from the depths of despair to total bliss. And when we study it, it also tells us how we can make that journey. If we're in the depths of despair, how to raise ourselves up to actually feeling better. And if we're not in the depths of despair, we just sort of maybe feel neutral. We don't feel sad, but we don't feel happy. Then the chart can actually tell you how to raise your energy up to where you actually feel more joy and happiness in your life. Because I think everybody wants less suffering and more joy. We just don't know how to do it. And so every week on this show, we're talking about ways to do that. And last week, we really talked about power and how to know the truth about almost anything using kinesiology, which is muscle testing, and how power is actually different from force, and what a difference knowing that can make. And there is a quote that I want to use. And again, this is from Power versus Force. And this tells you why it would be beneficial, really, for everyone to learn how to do muscle testing and kinesiology. And I'll talk more about that in just a moment. But this is from the original foreword in Power versus Force. And this just gives you an idea, the level of knowing that we're talking about. And so I'm quoting here. Imagine, what if you had access to a simple yes or no answer to any question you asked, a demonstrably true answer, any question phrased as a statement. Think about it. There's the obvious. Jane is seeing another guy. Yes or no? Johnny is telling the truth about school. Yes or no? But it's only a short step to, this is a safe investment. Yes or no? This career is worthy of my pursuit. Yes or no? What if everyone had such access? If has been said, man learned to lie an hour after he learned to talk, then the phenomenon such as the one we're discussing would be the genesis of the most fundamental change in human knowledge since the beginning of society. The transformations it would wreak in fields from communication to ethics, in our most basic concepts, in every detail of daily existence, would be so profound that it's difficult to even conceive what life would be like in a new era of truth. The world as we know it would be irrevocably changed right down to its very roots. And so that's what we're talking about. Irrevocably changing our whole world simply by knowing how to tell the truth. And what kinesiology is, I'm not going to try to teach it here today, and I'm not going to talk a lot about it because we talked about it so much last week. But there are, it's been in use, really common use since the 70s. There are actually whole schools devoted to kinesiology. And there are a lot of ways you can learn how to do it. This book, Power Versus Force, by Dr. David Hawkins, is one way. A woman named Michelle Wright of Paralandra Nature Research Center in Virginia, she also teaches how to do it. There's a lot of ways to learn how to do kinesiology. In the early 70s, it was thought that you could tell what was beneficial for the body. And that was great. That was wonderful. A lot of people were using it. By the late 70s, they had discovered that you could actually use it to tell what thoughts or feelings or attitudes or beliefs were beneficial for the person. And then what David Hawkins did, and then he spent 25 years doing tons of research all over the world with thousands and thousands of people. What he's done is shown that it's not really the body that you're testing when you're using, when you're doing kinesiology or you're doing the muscle testing. The body is actually just the instrument that's being used. And the basic premise is if you make a statement or you have an idea or you ask a question that is true, then the muscle stays strong. If you ask a question that is detrimental to life or that is not true, then the muscle does not go strong. So a strong muscle response is a yes, and a weak muscle response is a not yes or a no. And what Hawkins discovered is it's actually the field of consciousness that surrounds every living thing that is what is actually answering. So you can find out the truth about anything that is or has ever been, and you don't even have to have that thing present, and it doesn't matter what your beliefs are about it. If you are willing to release all fear of knowing the truth, and you're willing to ask in service of the highest good, then you can find out the truth about whatever you want to know. And so, like I said, he has done thousands and thousands and thousands, worked with that many people, 250,000 minimum calibrations where he's finding out what things actually measure at in terms of a level of power. He's done it double-blind studies, all kind of conditions. I'm just saying all that so you know that this is a very well-respected technique, and it's used all over the world, actually, by all kinds of world leaders as well as truth seekers all over the world. And so the map of consciousness is a really concrete contribution to knowing the truth about the human condition. What it really does is give you a level, a number from 1,000 all the way down to 1 that corresponds with a particular power level or particular vibration or whatever the predominant attractor field energy level is that's operating in whatever state of being a human can experience. It's actually a profile of the entire gamut of human thought and feeling and power level. It's also a guide to spiritual enlightenment, and it can be used as an everyday tool to find out, you know, if you're thinking about a business or you're thinking about following a spiritual teacher or you're wanting to know if what a book is saying is actually true. When you know how to muscle test, when you know how to do kinesiology, you can find out actually what is the power level, the truth level of that teacher, that book, that school. It is a wonderful tool because if you're wanting to raise your consciousness and be more in a state of love and peace, then you want to be interacting with things that have a high vibrational level. And so I'm just going to tell you a little bit about what that map is, that scale is. So in case you're not looking at the image on Facebook, you can sort of make the image for yourself. So at the top, you have the number 1,000. And then under that, you have 700 to 1,000. And then under that, you have 600. And I'm going to walk you through what each of these levels are. Because at the top of that scale, at the power level 1,000, first of all, 1 to 1,000 is just an arbitrary scale. But it's a logarithmic scale, not arithmetic. So, you know, 1,000 is not twice 500, for example. 1,000 is 1,000 to the 10th power. So 1,000 is way more than twice what 500 is. But at a level of 1,000, that's just the highest level that the human nervous system can actually tolerate. And so our greatest teachers, Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, would all calibrate at that level of 1,000. Below that, you have level 700 to 1,000, which are states or stages of what we would call enlightened ones. And there really aren't words to talk about what those stages are like in terms of human experience. They're divine states. It's when we're in that state, we don't have an ego. We know that we're one with God. And it's usually we're not in the body on the planet. We are existing in some higher state, whether you want to call that heaven or enlightenment or whatever. But there aren't really words to talk about that other than just complete peace. At level 600 on this map is what has traditionally been called enlightenment. So at that level 600, that's where the ego disappears. The level of 540 is the level of unconditional love. And that's the level where most of the saints that we're familiar with would calibrate somewhere at 540 or above, because they're in a state of unconditional love most of the time. And that state calibrates or registers as a power level at 540 on this map of consciousness. At 500 on this map is love. It's a very high vibration love. And it's what will bring us up into that state of enlightenment. A level of 400 on this map is reason. It's like the ability to intellectually understand, to question, to know what's going on, and to have a very logical, rational sense of awareness. At level 350 on this map is acceptance. And acceptance is really an incredible, it's like the beginning of love, of acceptance. When you can really accept what's going on, then you are raising your consciousness level very high, because acceptance is the beginning of love. And at 310 on this map is willingness. And this is what we spent a couple weeks ago, the whole show, talking about. Willingness is actually the entryway into all spiritual endeavor, into understanding who we really are and what we're really doing here. If we're willing, then almost anything can happen. And that sense of willingness begins at calibration, what calibrates as a level 310. The level of 200 is sort of the breaking point on this map of consciousness. That's the level of truth. Anything that registers as on this calibration scale at 200 or above is true. Anything that is less than 200 on this scale is not true. 200 is also the level of courage, because it takes courage to tell the truth. It takes courage to be even able to know the truth, much less willing to know the truth. And so that level of 200 is really an important level. You don't really want to be giving your time or energy to anything that calibrates below 200, because if it does, it's actually detrimental to life. It's actually not true and detrimental. 175 on this scale is pride. And that's the highest that a lot of people can actually find a place to be. And that's a lot better, actually, than the lower levels. But pride, we'll talk more about that. At 150 on this scale is anger. So there's a lot of energy in anger, a lot more energy in anger than there is in guilt, for example. But it's still below the level of 200. So it's not true. It's not positive. But there is a lot of energy there, and anger can be used to raise ourselves up above that level of 200. At 125 on this map is desire, in the term of craving. So like addiction would be at a level of 125 on this scale. 100 on this scale is fear. And unfortunately, that's where a lot of us live, and that's what stops a lot of us from being the people that we want to be, is we have a lot of fear. And that's why a couple of weeks ago, I spent a lot of time talking about willingness to release fear, especially the fear of knowing the truth. Because the willingness to release the fear automatically brings you up from the fear you were in at level 100 up to 200, which is now powerful, which is now power instead of force, and which now gives you more power. And the moment you're willing, it jumps you all the way up to 310. So it's really being willing to release fear is a very powerful choice that we can make. Below fear at 75 is grief on this map. Below that at 50 is apathy. That's where we just don't have the energy for anything. Below that at 30 is guilt. That's why so many teachers would tell you that guilt is a useless emotion. And at 20 is shame. One of the hardest places to come up out of is shame. And that's because at a power level of 20, you don't have any energy. You don't really have any power to come up out of that level. And so that's what we're talking about today. We are talking about this map of consciousness and how we can actually use it to discover the intrinsic truth or power of any person, any institution, any teaching, or any plan of action before we actually invest time or money into something. And so there's another quote that I really wanted to read you here from the book Power versus Force. This is on page 322. And so when we're trying to find out the truth and we're wanting to know what's going on with something, Hawkins says this. He says, quote, "It is important to note that the intention, as well as both the tester and the one being tested, must calibrate over 200 in order to obtain accurate responses. For many years, muscle testing was thought to be a local response of the body's acupuncture or immune system. Later research, however, has revealed that the response is not a local response to the body at all, but instead is a general response of consciousness itself to the energy of a substance or a statement. That which is true, beneficial, gives a positive response that comes from that impersonal field of consciousness which is present in everyone living. This positive response is indicated by the body's musculature going strong." And so every one of these calibrations that's on the map of consciousness was figured out using that technique with hundreds of thousands of test subjects and questioning over about 25 years. So if you're just joining us, I'm Reverend Louisa Dyer, your host every Wednesday from 1 to 3 Eastern for the show Inner Divinity, Knowing and Living from the Source Within. And today we're talking about Dr. David Hawkins' map of consciousness and how to use it to improve our lives, how to find greater joy and meaning. And you can see a graphic that shows those levels of consciousness that we're discussing, all the way from 1,000 at the top of the scale to 1 down at the bottom. It's on the Facebook page that is set up for this show, so I hope you can find that if you're on Facebook, and feel free to share your thoughts and feelings and any comments or suggestions about today's show or any show, really, and I really look forward to connecting with you there. And so this map of consciousness that we're talking about has really practical purposes, and one of the ways that we can think about that is actually best said, I think, in a quote that David Hawkins gives in this book called Power versus Force, which is really quite an incredible book. It was originally published in 1995, and then in early 2012, he just revised it, which is great timing because he's just now retired from doing public speaking. And so the revision is really quite phenomenal in and of itself. But anyway, let me just tell you how he says some of the benefit of really using this map of consciousness. I'm reading now from pages 236 and 237 of the revised edition of Power versus Force. "As we know, if you hold a particular negative thought in mind, a very specific muscle will go weak. If you then replace the thought with a positive idea, the same muscle will instantly go strong. The connection between mind and body is immediate, so the body's responses shift and change from instant to instant in response to one's train of thoughts and the associated emotions. input. So basically what it's telling us there is by focusing on what we think, by being aware of what we think really, and deciding what we're going to focus on, we're actually improving our body, helping it be strong or not. It's being weak. And so I want to continue with a quote from page 237 that says, quote, "When the mind is dominated by a negative worldview, the direct result is a repetition of minute changes in energy flows to the various body organs. The subtle field of overall physiology is affected in all of its complex functions, mediated by electron transfer, neural hormonal balance, nutritional status, etc. Eventually, an accumulation of infinitesimal changes becomes discernible through measurement techniques such as electron microscopy, magnetic imaging, X-ray, or biochemical analysis. But by the time these changes are detectable, the disease process is already well advanced in its own self-perpetuating resonances. We could say that the invisible universe of thought and attitude becomes visible as a consequence of the body's habitual response. In other words, what happens in the body depends on what's going on in mind. So if you want your body to be healthier, you will figure out how to be aware of what's going on in your mind and decide to put your awareness on something that's actually beneficial to your physical self as well as to your spiritual self." I really wish everybody could see this map because there's so much information on it. And it's in Power Versus Force. You can also order it straight from Hawkins' website where you can order the book. And I will give the information for his website before we close today. There's a phone number I have to look up. The website for David Hawkins is Veritas, V-E-R-I-T-A-S, VeritasPub.com. He has written so much incredible stuff. And so we're studying this map of consciousness because doing so can actually benefit us greatly, can actually help us understand what's going on not only inside of ourselves, but inside of other people who are having a problem. And what that does is it really opens us to compassion for ourselves and for other people. It, when we understand that somebody is where they are, through no conscious choice or through no fault of their own, it's easier to have compassion, and it's also easier to forgive them. One of my favorite teachers is actually Byron Katie, and she and every other teacher I've worked with says that everybody is doing the best that they can. And that's the truth. It's like wherever you are in your state of consciousness, you're doing the best that you can. And so as we understand that, for example, at the bottom of this scale is shame. It has an energy level of 20. The life view, the way we actually view life at that level, is as miserable. And the overriding emotion that's going on when we're in shame is a feeling of humiliation. And we literally don't have enough energy to bring ourselves up and out of that. And so you can see how that energy would be destructive to health, and you can also see how in certain levels, in certain states of being, we actually need other people's help because we don't have the energy to do it ourselves. Whereas at consciousness level 310, that's willingness, that's actually the gateway to the higher levels of excellence and success, because once we become willing, then growth is rapid and optimism really begins here. Our worldview becomes hopeful at this place. And so these different levels on this map are actually levels of power. They're levels of energy, of awareness. And they're actually levels of ability and what's going on in our state of consciousness. When we're looking at a human being or we're looking at a book or we're looking at a teacher or a teaching, what you're going to find is that the levels are mixed. So like you might be vibrating at a really high level at certain parts in your life, and then in other parts of your life, you're vibrating at a less higher level. And so the sum total of your vibrational level is where you would be on this map of consciousness, whether if you're testing a teaching you know, and some of the teachings are very high-level truth, and some of them are not, then the overall level you're going to get for the teaching as a whole is going to be the sum total of all those different levels. And the really great thing to know and remember is that one conscious thought is actually more powerful than 100 negative thoughts. So we can always raise ourselves up by deciding what we're going to think. So there's so much I'm wanting to talk about that I'm actually don't think I'm going to get to everything. But we're talking about this major shift in consciousness. And the reason we're talking about it is because that's what allows miracles to happen. And when we're feeling sick, or when we're feeling depressed, when we're feeling despaired or grieved, and or we're caught in addiction, we really need a miracle. We need something that's going to really raise us up out of those lower states of being, of shame and guilt and fear and despair, and bring us up to something that is going to act like a miracle in our life. And we can actually use this map of consciousness as a way to do that. And I just want to read a little bit here again. This is from page 239 in Power versus Force. This sort of backs up what I'm saying here. David Hawkins says, and I quote, "In every studied case of recovery from hopeless and untreatable diseases, there has been a major shift in consciousness so that the attractor patterns that resulted in the pathological process no longer dominated." In other words, the way to heal is to change your level of consciousness. And that's really what we're looking at and talking about, and why working with this map of consciousness is the best thing that we could be doing in order to do that. I feel like I've been talking a long time and not taking much of a break. So I just want to take a moment here, and once again, I just really want to thank everybody for listening. I'm so happy to be here and so excited to be doing this show and being able to share with you all the things that I've learned and taught over the years. We're talking today about the map of consciousness, which was originally printed in the book Power versus Force by Dr. David Hawkins. And Dr. Hawkins is an enlightened being, and he's devoted his life to relieving the suffering of humanity. And on the back of the Power versus Force book, there is actually a quote from Mother Teresa that I think is just beautiful, that she sent to him for this book specifically. And it says, "A beautiful gift of writing. You spread joy, love, and compassion through what you write. The fruit of these three is peace, as you know." That's really what we're talking about, is how to find that inner level of peace and how to know the truth about anything we want to know the truth about. First, we have to be willing to know the truth. Then we have to be willing to release the fear of knowing the truth. And we can know the truth about anything. And not only can we know the truth about anything that we want to know the truth about, pretty much, anything that exists or has ever existed, but we can actually discover the level of benefit, the power level of anything that we want to know, whether that's a teacher or a business or a book or a movie or an investment, as well as emotional states. And that's really our interest here today. We're looking at the power, the level of power that is within certain states of being that a human can experience, and discovering how to bring us up out of the states that we don't enjoy. Most people don't really enjoy being in a state of fear or grief or addiction or despair or guilt or shame. And yet, when we're in that state, we don't really know how to get out of it. Well, that's what the map of consciousness, and actually the whole book, Power versus Force, but the map of consciousness specifically shows us a way to come up and out of those lower states of consciousness. Each one of those states of consciousness has not only a level of power, but an emotion that we've talked about, like grief or fear or peace or joy. But it also has a particular worldview. It has correlated with it of how we view the world, how we view life, how we view God. And so it really matters what we think and feel, because that's what determines what our vibration is, and that determines our perception, and that determines our interactions. And so the beauty and the joy and the power of how we are actually created is that we have a choice through awareness, through being truthful and having courage, that we can choose to raise our own vibration. And so a really simple example of how we can do that and how to use this chart to raise ourselves up. So I think what I'm going to do right now is play a little bit more of Richard Schulman's Music for Magnified Healing CD. It is very restful music. And I'm going to invite you to just allow that music to open your heart and open your mind and let yourself see if you can notice that vibration of love that lives in your own heart. And I think this music will actually help you in doing that. So here we're going to listen to this, and I'll see you back here in about 5 or 10 minutes. And we'll talk about how you can use this map of consciousness at any time you want to raise yourself up from a state you don't like into a state that feels a whole lot better. See you in a few. Enjoy.
Thank you.
favorites. That was Richard Schulman from his music for Magnified Healing. What beautiful music that is. This is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and you're listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. Our show every Wednesday from 1 to 3 is Inner Divinity, really tapping into that source of divine life that lives inside of you. So today we're talking about the map of consciousness, which was originally published in the book called Power versus Force by Dr. David R. Hawkins. He is an enlightened being, and he has devoted his life to relieving the suffering of humanity. He's also a world-renowned author and teacher, psychiatrist, medical doctor. He's done amazing things in his life. And this map of consciousness is just one of them. And before we go any further, really, with talking about this, I wanted to read a quote that's from Albert Einstein, because this quote actually backs up everything that we're talking about. And, of course, since Einstein made this quote, a lot more science has come out that has really elucidated what he's saying here in a much bigger and more even bolder way. But this is what Albert Einstein said. He said, and I quote, "Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way." This is not philosophy. This is physics. I love that. Everything is energy. Match the frequency of what you want, and you'll get it. That's physics. And a lot of work has happened in physics since Einstein made that quote that really explores and explains how that's so and how to make that work. And so the map of consciousness is really an extension of that, because what Hawkins has done through 25 years of spiritual research is figure out what the vibration energy level is of every state that a human being can experience. So if you're in a state of peace, your vibration is very, very different than if you're in a state of despair. If you're in a state of fear, your vibration is very different than if you're in a vibration of love. And so what we want to do is, on this show, what I always want to do is really give you practical tools for how to work with yourself, how to empower yourself. And so this map of consciousness is one of those tools that we can use, and that's what we're going to talk about now, is how to do it. And in case you're just joining us, the map of consciousness is literally a scale from 1,000 at the top to 1 at the bottom, and every state of being that a human can experience, all the way from total bliss and peace at the top, down to 500, which is love, 200, which is truth or courage, all the way down to 20 at the bottom of the scale, which is shame, and guilt is just above it at 30. Every one of those states has a vibrational level. It has a power level, an energy level. And anything that vibrates at 200 or above on that scale is actually beneficial for life. It's also true, and it is inherently has power. Anything below 200 on that scale doesn't have any power of its own. It requires force because it doesn't have power. And it's actually not true. It's actually detrimental to life itself. And so many people use this map of consciousness to help raise themselves up from those depths of what I call inner hell and move into courage and into willingness, which is the beginning of inner peace. And on that map, we're at 200, that's truth. That's also the level of courage. Willingness on that scale of consciousness is 310. So the moment you can decide to be willing and tell the truth about, are you actually willing, or are you only willing to be willing? Or maybe you have to say, I'm willing to be willing to be willing to be willing. Whatever the truth is about your level of willingness, the moment you tell the truth about it and state your willingness, you have already begun to bring your vibrational level up from wherever it was, down in those lower realms of despair, up into the level of truth, up into the level of willingness, which is at 310 on that scale of consciousness, which is very, very high compared to 30, which is where guilt is. And so we're going to talk right now just about just one little simple example of how you can use this map for yourself. And there's a lot of ways to use it, so don't think this is the only one, but this is something that I've wound up using a lot of times with myself or with people that I work with, because it's really simple and it works, and it's usually pretty quick. So let's just say, for example, that you are feeling despondent, that you're feeling regretful, or you're grieving about something. And so grief on this map of consciousness is at level 75. And so when you're at level 75, you don't really have much energy or much power, because you're below the level of 200 on this scale of consciousness. So when you're at the level of 75, let's say, and you're grieving, if you can take a moment and discover what you're afraid of, what you're actually feeling anxious about, or what you want to run away from, then that will automatically bring you up to from 75 to a level of 100, because fear is a higher level of awareness than grief is. And so to actually notice in your grieving what you're afraid of and focus on that, that will bring you up 25 points, which is a huge jump in power, because it's 25 to the 10th power. It's not an arithmetic scale, it's a logarithmic scale. So anyway, so if you can discover what you're afraid of, what you're anxious about, what you want to run away from, focus on what you're afraid of for a moment, that brings you up to fear, which is more power than grief has. And then when you're in fear, it's actually easy to think of what you'd rather have, where you'd rather be than what you're being afraid of. And so if you can really focus on what you'd rather have, or what you'd rather do, or what you'd rather be, then what you're doing is you're moving into desire. And desire is at 125, which is higher than fear. And so if you can let yourself know what you want, and really let yourself want it, you will bring yourself up to 125 on the scale, which is 25 to the 10th power, more power than you had at fear. And if you can really get into wanting something, really feel that desire, then you can probably let yourself get angry that you don't have it, because you wouldn't be wanting it if you had it. And so out of desire arises anger. And so you can let yourself get angry about it, and suddenly you've raised your consciousness level up to 150, which is much, much higher than the 125 of desire. And if you get angry and bring yourself up to 150, then you can probably, because anger has a lot of energy in it, then you can probably find a way to feel righteous about your anger. You know, they deserve it, I deserve it, something should be different. You can probably find a way to feel righteous. And if you can do that, then what you're doing is you're moving into pride. Pride is still below the level of truth. There's still not real power in pride, but there's a whole lot more energy in pride at 175 on the scale than there was in anger. And so if you can find some pride, use your anger to get righteous, and use that righteous feeling to find some pride. You did it better than them. You would do it better if you could. Find some pride. Then you're at 175. And from that level, it's a lot easier to jump up from 175 to 200, which is actually the level of power, the level of truth, the level of courage. And it's pretty easy from pride to find courage. You can find the courage in pride often, because there's enough energy in it, to do something different, something new, to actually take a risk in the name of whatever you're proud about. And as soon as you do that, as soon as you express that courage, suddenly you're at 200. And that's courage, and it's truth. And the moment you tap into that, you have more power than you did at pride, and you have 200 to the 10th power, more pride than you did at 100. And so at level 200, you also have the ability to tell truth from falsehood. to actually see what's real, and then you can make a decision to be willing. And the moment you make a decision to be willing, even if it's only willing to be willing, you have moved yourself up into the energy field, the attractor field of 310, which is unbelievable power compared to the level of 75 where you started off in grief. And believe me, the level of 200 of courage and truth feels 100 times better than the level of 75. And if you can get up to 310 and tell the truth about your willingness and be willing to release whatever the grief was, or be willing to embrace whatever will bring you out of it, or be willing to forgive whatever is involved in it, you will feel 100,000 times better than you felt when you were at the level of the grief. More importantly, really, than how you feel, is that you will now have access to power, because your vibrational level is now aligned with power. And it doesn't really matter what your willingness is about. Anything that you can state, a true statement about your level of willingness, whether that's willing to let go the fear that you discovered in that process, to let go the anger, to let go the craving, to let go the grief that you started out with in that process, or the willingness to embrace whatever might be more truthful or more productive or more helpful in that process that you're going through to make that change. All of that, any part of being willing, actually brings you up into a power level of 310, which is incredibly powerful if you've been operating below that level of 200 in those negative emotional states. And so that actually not only gives you power, but it brings you in touch with the peace and the joy and the love that's already inside of you, but you haven't been able to access because you've been trapped in that attractor field of grief. And so because that's been your vibrational level, that's not only what you've been attracting to yourself, it's what you can experience, it's what you can perceive, because that's where your level is. And so if you can, in the process of being willing, to actually get to a place of acceptance, which is 350 on that map of consciousness, acceptance is where real power begins. Because acceptance is, it's the beginning of love. Accepting what is and saying, you know, I'm okay with this. You don't have to like it to accept it. But if you can like it, if you can be enthusiastic about it, then you have a lot of power. But just to accept what is, rather than resist it, rather than tense up against it, rather than, you know, fight against it in any way or hate it. When you can actually accept what is, that's the level of 350 on that map of consciousness. And that is a lot of power. And what it almost automatically does is lead you to that state of love, which is a very high level. That's the level of 500. And any time, that's why a lot of spiritual teachers would tell you, find something to feel grateful about, no matter what it is. Make a list if you need to. Because if you can allow yourself to feel grateful, that will tap you into love. That will tap you into that power that is available to you when you're letting yourself vibrate at that level of love. It really is the power that runs the universe. And so it's also the power that runs you, your mind, and your body. So if you're vibrating in a state of love, then you're actually helping your physical body, as well as your emotional and mental and spiritual bodies, you're actually helping your physical body become healthier. So, phew, that's a lot of information. I hope that was clear. If you're enjoying the show today, if you want to hear more shows about how to tap into your own spirituality and your own inner divinity, then please consider becoming a member of WAIF and supporting the unique programming that is only found here on 88.3 FM. And I thank you so much for supporting my show, which is, of course, Inner Divinity where we're tapping into the power and the source that is our birthright. It lives inside of us. We're online at WAIF883.org. If you can't find us at 88.3 on your FM radio dial, you can also interact with this show on Facebook if you're a Facebook person. And I'd love to have your thoughts, your comments, your feelings about anything we've discussed here today or anything we've discussed ever or what you would actually like to hear discussed. And so there's so much more that we could talk about with this map of consciousness. For me, it's the most powerful use of it is really to understand the various levels that a human being can experience, the various energy levels, the various emotions that a human can experience. And what it means is going on inside of a person when we're actually vibrating at that level, when our state of consciousness is actually in that particular level, then it means certain things are going on inside of us. And when we actually can know that and accept it, it generates compassion for ourselves or for somebody else if we or they happen to be trapped in one of those lower levels of consciousness, below the level of 200, for example, say fear or apathy. We know that we didn't get there by conscious choice because nobody would feel that way on purpose. But nonetheless, we're responsible for being there, and we can come up out of it by taking responsibility and owning our power for doing that. And so just understanding what's going on at each of those levels can give us a great deal of compassion for ourselves, so that when we get stuck in a lower level at, you know, say fear, for example, at level 100, we don't have to beat ourselves up for feeling fearful. We can just understand that it's just where we happen to be, and we know there's a way out. All we ever have to do is be willing to tell the truth about what we're afraid of, and then be willing to release that fear, and we automatically start bringing ourselves up out of those lower states into those higher states, where it's much easier to feel happy and joyful and free. And this map of consciousness, the one thing I want to let you know is if you're stuck down in those lower levels like guilt or fear, guilt or shame or apathy, what's really helpful to know is that in those lower levels, we literally don't have the energy to pull ourselves up. We need help from an outside source. We need energy given to us in order to raise ourselves up. And so the map of consciousness can act as that outside force that's giving us that consciousness. So can a book that resonates really high, like the Power versus Force book that we've been talking about, for example. On that map of consciousness, the Power versus Force book resonates up around somewhere in the 800s. So that is a very high level. And picking that book up and reading in it when we're in a really low state can also bring our level of consciousness up. But what we can notice is that when we're there, we need something outside of ourselves to help us bring us up because we literally don't have the energy inside of ourselves to do it. The same is true for someone else. And so if we give them energy, then they have the choice of whether or not they come up out of it with that energy. But I think it's really helpful to know we did not make a conscious choice, and neither did anybody else, to be in that really low level of consciousness, that really low feeling of shame or guilt or despair. Nobody does that by conscious choice. And yet, we have the power to come up out of it simply by telling the truth and being willing to let it go and being willing to embrace something that's different from that. We are just about out of time here today. It is amazing how fast this time goes. I just really want to sum up what we've been doing by saying that we have the power inside of us always to make a new choice. Sometimes we need outside help to remember that or to actually have the energy to do that. But that power always lives inside of us. And there are a lot of tools that are available so that almost anyone can find that or have access to that power. And if we can actually find something that we love unconditionally and focus on that sense, that feeling, that thought, that vibration of unconditional love. Unconditional love vibrates at a level of 540 on this map of consciousness. And that vibration is automatically healing. If we can vibrate, if we can focus on and feel that level of energy, then we are automatically beginning to heal whatever it is that's feeling less than whole, whether that's our emotion or whether that's physical body. And so today we've really discovered and explored even more in depth how we can know the truth about almost anything with muscle testing. And we discovered how power always wins out over force, and that we can raise our own consciousness by studying this map of consciousness and reading books such as Power versus Force, which calibrates up in the 800s. That book is profound in its scope and in its depth. And I don't think I've said this today, but it's actually been translated into 25 languages and sold over 1 million copies. And it's never had a moment of advertising. It's done that through word of mouth and through all the teaching that Dr. Hawkins has done over the years. And if you want to find out more about his work, you can actually visit his website, which is VeritasPub, VeritasPub.com. And there's also a phone number for those of you who are not online, and this is for David Hawkins as well, 928-282-8722. And just, you know, to give you an example of how chock full this book, Power versus Force, is with inspiration and information. I'm a voracious reader, and I've read this book at least 6 times. And I'm serious, every time I read it, I get something totally new and amazing out of it. Oh, so, that's the map of consciousness. And what I really want to leave everybody with is the knowing that all we ever really have to do to raise our consciousness, to grow, all we ever really have to be willing to do is to know the truth. Because that automatically raises our consciousness. The willingness to release the fear of knowing the truth can bring us into courage. And the willingness to know the truth can actually bring us up over level 300 in this map of consciousness. And that is a level where power begins. All we have to do is be willing to release what doesn't work for us, whether that's a thought, a feeling, a person, a job, an attitude, and embrace what does work on any of those levels. And it does take courage, but a lot of times courage is a decision. And willingness actually gives us courage, and courage actually gives us willingness, so it's this beautiful circle. And that is the first step in creating better physical health as well as spiritual growth and development. And so, release the fear of knowing the truth. Release the fear of what your soul is trying to tell you. Release the fears that come up around whatever it is that you want to do. And embrace the willingness to move forward. That's what generates the power to move forward in a way that you're going to really like. And this map of consciousness really gives you some great pointers and very specific examples of how to move forward with much greater assurance of what each step is and what the next step is going to be. I just want to thank everybody again for listening. And I hope you tell all your friends and family, and I hope I see you on Facebook. And we're going to be here every Wednesday talking about how to connect with your own inner divinity, how to open up to that birthright of power and peace and love that you have. And if you want to contact me about the show in a more private way, you can do that through my websites, which is just my name, louisadyer.com or louisadyer.net. And we're going to close out our show today with a song that expresses my daily prayer to actually be a clear channel for God's love and wholeness and guidance. It's called Instrument of Peace, and it's sung by Faith Rivera. She's been our artist of the day. Enjoy the music.